Good afternoon, I'm Commissioner Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 1:30 agenda item, and it's meeting to consider action items. So let's do the first action item. Consider resolution approving changes to the job title, salary grade of one position in the sheriff's office. And do we want to co-consider the other two action items at the same time, or do them one at a time?
One at a time, probably.
All right. Excellent.
Chairman, Commissioners, we are doing a reexamination of everything as we go through compensation discussions. So in speaking, when speaking with the sheriff's office, we needed to take a look again at their senior administrative specialist, much like we did with the BOCC senior administrative specialist. So we looked into that role and the job duties as defined by the job description. And in looking at it in comparison across our competitors, neighboring jurisdictions that have the same sort of position, this position as it sits for the Canyon County Sheriff's Office is worthy of an increase in grade from a grade 12 to a grade 13. So that's the resolution in front of you today. I wrote a memo that highlights what I looked at as I looked to evaluate what grade it actually belonged in. And so that's our request today, is to move this position from a grade 12 to a grade 13.
Chairman?
Yes.
Is there an impact to the budget on this? I don't see that piece of information.
It will not be in a fiscal year 25 impact. This will be something that the sheriff's office will ask for in their fiscal year 26 budget.
Okay.
We just needed to come forth with the resolution to move it today. Even if we move it today, the current salary made by the person in this PCN is okay.
Okay.
It's in that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions?
I don't have any, Chairman. Marty, thank you for evaluating all that. We're going to get all the wheels on the track. So I am in favor of supporting this request from the Sheriff's Office to change this grade from a 12 to a 13 as presented. That's my motion.
That's your motion.
My second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, so the second action item is to consider a resolution approving changes to the job title, job grade, FLSA status, location and job description of one position in the clerk's office.
All right, so again, we're just reevaluating everything. This is a current funded PCN in the clerk's office. This is the PCN that was split among three different offices, a third to the clerk, a third to the assessor, and a third to the treasurer. The clerk has a need for a support specialist that would be very active inside the clerk's office. So we are asking to take this current PCN to reassign it to this new job description that was attached to the resolution for approval. So we are asking to approve and move this PCN to this new position of a clerk support specialist, change it to a non-exempt position, and reduce the grade from a 16 to a 12.
Chairman? And what I heard you say, we don't have another like position, another clerk support specialist in the county, or do we?
We do not.
Okay, so this is a creation of a new animal. Okay, and there's a lot of responsibilities under the key responsibilities for them. So thanks for putting this together, and I'm in favor. And this will be exclusively dedicated a non-shared employee and a moving from an exempt to a non-exempt status.
Correct.
Yep. I'm in favor.
Okay. No other discussion? Kyle? Sarah, you can work with this person, right?
I can. Well, we don't
have
identified yet.
Yeah, I believe the clerk covered.
I will.
You will.
Covered in length in one of our prior meetings what this position will
yeah.
fill. To you under the clerk's umbrella of responsibilities. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Rehash.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution approving changes to the job title grade, FLSA status, location, and job description of one position in the clerk's office as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Chief.
So, Mr. Chair, as a follow-up question, are we going to adjust the third of the salaries and benefits out of the treasurer and the third out of the assessor?
Yes. I believe we the remainder of it will be adjusted out, but for the initial duration of when that other PCN was in, we already pre-split that out. So then the rest of it will, if it hasn't been already, should be shifted into the clerk's budget.
So when would that be a significant change that needs to come back through a sheet change in those other two areas?
Mr. Chair, right now it's kind of a vacant position, so it's just kind of a repurpose. So it'll bed out when it's once it's filled. It'll come out of the clerk's budget, but it'll be a rest capacity of this year, be fine. It'll all be corrected for FY26.
Yeah.
We needed to get this approved before we could even post it. So we have no one identified. He's looking to go out and look for candidates.
Yeah, so the budgetary capacity will already be there this year for the other positions, but it just will be salary savings essentially for them. And then, like Chief said, in 26, that'll all be shifted out.
Okay, all right. Okay, so the last action item, I guess the lesson is consider the company key. Last action item is letter appointing Commissioner Zach Brooks to Southwest District Health Board of Health.
Chairman?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks is going to love this, but I'm going to speak on the behalf of Canyon County in that he has, his request when he was sworn in was to take this position. It's been a position that needed someone to look out for the interests of Canyon County, who understood government and politics and civics and what the job of a health district is. He's done an amazing job. He's made national news. He's made local news. He is working in the interests with integrity and professionalism for Canyon County. It is with honor that I would recommend he continue to serve as the board member for Southwest District Health. I really appreciate the work that he's doing. He's involved legislatively and built a tremendous network in the 2.5 years that he's been here. No stranger to politics, has subbed at the Idaho State Legislature. It's a real privilege to work with both Commissioner Holton and Commissioner Brooks, and so I think this is the right move to reapprove. Top that.
So what I might add is the position doesn't come lightly, and I'm going to read a short email blurb, text blurb that I got, and it says, this is in the 5-county district health area. 14% of the population in our district health, represented by 4 counties, told 86% of the population in the other 2 counties what they're going to spend. So he's in a position that's very uncomfortable and very challenging, the way that the state has set up the funding mechanism and the boards that direct the funds and how they're assessed. And so I appreciate him taking the job, and it's not taking it lightly, and it's right. A frustrating position right now because of the inequalities. And we're not the only health district that has that across the state, but somewhere there has to get some kind of balance of representation to the amount of money that is spent and how it gets chosen to be spent. And so I really appreciate that Commissioner Brooks is willing to take that on, not that he's going to win the fight in 1 year or anything like that, but we're acknowledging that it's a tough job.
It is a tough job. Thank you for your comments, Chairman. I think that's important. And then just the reevaluation of contracts, of everything that goes into that. It's an interesting discussion, but somebody that's willing to wade into the minutiae and is not afraid to make the right decision instead of the politically correct decision, I think that's integrity in government. So we have a good person representing Canyon County. And
we do. So I'd make a motion that we nominate Zach Brooks to be that person on the Board of Health.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yes. Maybe it's 51%, so that carries as an aye. All right.
Thank you both.
So you bet. Motion carries unanimously. So is there anything else that we need to do for this agenda item? We got all the business. So make a motion we adjourn till our next agenda time.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned.